Lively Stones Meditations for Sunday, 19th February, 2023. Precious Stones, Privileged People. Reading from Malachi chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. The Lord is making up his jewels, and jewels are special possessions. We've been purchased at a price to be those special possessions, and that makes us precious stones and indeed privileged people. And as pearls of great price, we are being prepared to be set into his crown, to rule and reign with Christ. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. That is what the Lord desires to see, a meek and quiet spirit, precious in his sight. Scripture has so much to say about jewels and precious stones, we can only skim the surface of that rich treasure here. Being a precious stone in the king's regalia is more than the opportunity to accept a privileged position at the king's court. The crown is having the mind of the king, while the scepter is a symbol of the king's authority or government, of righteousness and of Christ. In Exodus 28, verses 17 to 21, we see 12 jewels set into the ephod, or chest adornment, of the high priest, remembering that Jesus is our great high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and therefore our source of all heavenly authority. This ephod was placed to govern the heart. The 12 stones speak not only of the heart and qualities of God's chosen, but of the life and truth in the heart of God, as revealed to us by Jesus Christ. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz and diamond, beryl, onyx and jasper, sapphire, turquoise and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Ezekiel 28, verse 13. Not only are we jewels for our Lord, but that precious stone nature has been prepared in us on the day we were created. All that it is needed is for Jesus Christ's nature to be awakened in us, for that to grow. Every precious stone was our covering. But as subsequent verses make clear, we must remain under that covering, under that government. Meditate on these things. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Briefly, the meaning of the 12 jewels in the ephod are, as described in Exodus 39, verses 17 to 20, and you shall put settings of stone in it, four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and an emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold settings. The sardius of the tribe of Judah is sometimes described as a ruby. Judah means praise and is the tribe into which Jesus was born. The topaz of the tribe of Issachar means bearer of burdens, discerning the times. And you can see that in following the Lord, we need that spirit of discernment to see and know with crystal clarity as the Lord sees. It also brings those qualities of prophecy and vision, of leadership and understanding. And these are all burdens. The emerald, which is actually in other places described as a garnet, of Reuben, speaks of the firstborn son nature, the inheritor. Turquoise, which is also perhaps an emerald or a carbuncle, of the tribe of Zebulun, reveals his dwelling place, which is abiding in him and he in us. The sapphire of Simeon brings a hearing ear, which is understanding. Diamond of the tribe of Gad is a company of overcomers. Diamond is an extremely hard mineral, not easily crushed. The jacinth of the tribe of Ephraim makes doubly fruitful. Agate of Manasseh shows forgetting. Our sins are not only forgiven but forgotten by his great mercy. The amethyst of Benjamin, who is the son of the right hand. When we are in Jesus' nature, we are seated at the right hand of God. The Benjamites were predominantly left-handed. Beryl of the tribe of Dan brings judgment, not something to fear if we are found in him. The onyx of the tribe of Asher will reveal happiness and blessings. And finally, the jasper of the tribe of Naphtali means wrestling. We have much to wrestle with in our lives, not least our own natures. We tend to the nature of Jacob and like to wrestle with angels, but Genesis 30 verse 8 says, I wrestled with my sister and I have prevailed, about the birth of Naphtali, the man. I believe it speaks of overcoming, of victory in the Lord, but I've also heard mention that this is a type of the true church, and the man-made church being sisters, which would suggest the true church prevailing over the man-made one. Still, a type for the overcoming nature. And finally, prayer requires faith. Our Lord, in instructing the disciples in regard to prayer, presented them with three pictures. See Luke 11, 1-13, and Luke 18, verses 1-8. And strangely puzzling pictures they are, until we understand their meaning. They are the pictures of an unkind friend, an unnatural father, and an unjust judge. Like many of our Lord's answers, these pictures seem no answer at all at first. They seem evasions, but we find that in answering our inarticulate questions, our Lord presents his answer to the reality discernible to conscience and not to logic. From Christian Discipline, Volume 2, by Oswald Chambers.